one thing that is always good to keep up on is looking back and reflecting on the past and keeping it alive. And one way that you can do that is by supporting the Vera Deakin Fund. And talking with us about how that exactly all works is University of Newcastle archivist Gione De Gravio. And good morning, Gione, this morning. Could you just give us a broad outline on the Vera Deakin Fund to begin with?
Yes, well, the Vera Deakin Fund was established in 2007-2008 to recognise the donations of a Stockton pensioner and local hero, Vera Deakin, in the support of safeguarding the Hunter region's important archives.
And I guess if we don't do that, it all just sort of fades away into the past. I mean, it is so important to recognise where we come from and our local history, isn't it?
Absolutely, because there are a lot of lessons that we can learn, and we don't do it just to live in the past. We do it so that we can inform better decision-making right now, so that we have a better future. That's the whole idea of it.
It all sounds pretty good to me. A great start. Now, I do know that very recently the Vera Deakin Regional History Fund did actually receive a donation from the Samaritans. Can you tell us about how that's all working and where that's going to go towards?
Yes, well, that was sort of a one-off donation. We had begun, since the Royal Commission began going through all our children's homes records, and we had volunteers coming in every week to digitise and index those. So the Samaritans secured a grant through Find and Connect in Melbourne that is sort of like a care leaders advocacy group that help people who were actually in these homes access their records. So the difference between all the other stuff that we do through Vera Deakin is most of that is all open to the public and free. These, because of their confidentiality, are restricted to the people that they concern, who are the care leavers themselves. But they need them in order to reconstruct their childhoods because, like you or I, we had parents at home that gave us birthday parties and all this sort of stuff. These people were in institutional care and need these records in order to reconstruct their pasts.
Has there been a lot of people come forward in anticipation of this work coming to light?
Well, look, it's been ongoing for a long time. There are people who go through the Samaritans to access these records through us. Now, in the past, the searches for these things take months because you've got to go through all this paperwork. So the good thing about this is that through this Vera Deakin Fund, we're able to scan 5,000 of these pages and index them, and it just speeds up the time that it takes us to search, because once they're all searchable, anything that's typewritten can be OCR'd, which is optical character recognition, so we can pick that up on a search. Anything that's handwritten has to be indexed. So, but between them, you know, we can find the things faster for these people, and so they can get on with reconstructing their lives.
Gione, I heard the number 5,000 and just was blown away there by the magnitude of the task that you and your volunteers have got ahead of you.
That's a smidgen of it. You know, we've been at it for the last year. We were a third to go. So I rang them back in Melbourne and I said, look, is there any more funding? And they said, no, it's just a one-off, you know. And I thought to myself, well, you know, it's just, look, we've just got to thank the people, these young people that come in and dedicate their time to doing it, because we wouldn't be able to do it. And see, what Vera is able to provide is paid employment every so often, but we've got to, you know, I mean, that comes bit by bit, you know, as she can afford it. And you know, we had this big celebration yesterday just to basically say, look, this is what we've been able to achieve in the last 10 years. Imagine if we had a few more Veras.
Imagine if we did. Thank you very much for sharing just a little bit of that with us this morning. It's Gione De Gravio from the Vera Deakin Fund and archivist at the University of Newcastle. What, 5,000 items is barely scratching the surface by the sound of things. And yes, very, very good that we have organisations like that that are keeping the past alive for us. And if you are interested in supporting our regional history through the Vera Deakin Regional History Fund, or perhaps learn just a little bit more about other projects, how you can support the University of Newcastle, please contact the Office of Alumni and Philanthropy on this number, 4921861.